So we're doing Yov, we're up to what's called the 12th chapter, and we're up to the 21st Pasuk. Yov has been discussing how Hashem controls everything, and he could cause wise people to lose their wisdom, even elders. Hashem could cause them to lose their capacity to give advice. And now Yov is continuing, and Yov says, Hashem can do the following. And Yov's point again is to say, I recognize that God can interfere and change the course of nature, but that doesn't mean he's involved in my life. In general, he has the capacity to do that, I agree. So, Pasuk Chafalet, Shofech buz al nedivim umziach afikim ripa. Hashem can pour shame over those who are generally the philanthropists, and Hashem can also take the belts of those who are powerful, those who are afikim. Afikim are those that are strong. Hashem can loosen their belts, which we said is a reference to loosening a person's strength. When we make the blessing every morning, Ozer Yisrael Bigvura, God girdles us with strength. Throughout Tanakh, the reference to a person's strength is referred to as his belt. It's understood by some commentaries as because the belt holds a person's strength, it really holds a person up. And others say it's a more metaphorical, it's a reference to the sword that's hung on the belt. But at any rate, throughout Tanakh, we find that the belt is a reference to a person's strength. Some want to say it goes back to the concept that we find in Shir HaShirim and in Mishlei, that a person's strength is centered just under their navel. We know also in the martial arts they discuss that. Okay, fine, whatever it is, at the end of the day we know that this is a reference to a person's strength. And when Eov says, umeziach afikim, and the belt of the strong, ripa, God could loosen, he means he could also take the strength away from the powerful ones. Megalea mukot mini choshech vayotze laor tzalmavet. Hashem can educate a person, teach a person, elucidate, make known to a person the things that are deep and dark, things that are difficult to understand. Megalea mukot, God reveals the depths, mini choshech, from within the darkness. Vayotze la'o, and God takes out to light. And whenever you have this tune of what seems in modern trapa, in Torah trap, that would be called the tipcha munach. So whenever you have a tipcha munach at the end of the pasuk, it indicates that there's a pause after the munach. Vayotze la'or, pause, tzalmavet. So Hashem takes out to the light. What does he take out to the light? Things that are in most darkness, what's called tzalmavet. Tzalmavet is like the shadow of death. Tzel, shadow, mavet, of death. So even the things that are in the shadow of death, things that are so deep and dark, even those, Hashem could give a man capacity to see and understand. Masgila goyim vayabedem, shoteach lagoyim vayanchem. Hashem is masgi. He could uplift, he could make rise the nation, vayabedem, only to ultimately banish them, annihilate them. Shoteach lagoyim, God could spread out the nations over great territories, and ultimately vayanchem, God guides them. God guides them to leave their land, to be exiled. You have nations who were imperialistic, be it Sancheriv. You have nations who took over many, many territories, and ultimately vayanchem, God led them to their own exile. Meisir lev rashei am haaretz vayatem beto lo darech. Hashem sometimes removes the wisdom of the leaders, those that are leading the nation. Meisir lev rashei am haaretz. God sometimes removes the heart, the understanding of those that are leading the nation. Vayatem beto lo darech, and God causes them to err in a way that's really not an intelligent path. And then they in turn cause the whole nation to follow them in a path that's not intelligent. And then they feel around in the darkness. It's as though they have no light. And then Hashem causes them to err and be confused, and they travel like one who is dark, who is drunk. So Eov says, on the one hand, God could give understanding to people who have no understanding, and God could give them understanding of concepts that are way beyond their capacity. God could make them understand these things, and at the same time God could bring people down. Sometimes he makes a nation seem great only to bring it down. Sometimes Hashem allows a nation to be imperialistic, and then they themselves are exiled. Hashem could cause the leaders to do foolish things and totally destroy their people, take them down a terrible path. And then these leaders, it's as though they're drunk, and Hashem causes this. Says Eov, Hein kol ra'ata ini, shamea ozni, vatavin la. I've heard it all, Eov says. Everything I've told you, I've seen, I've heard, and at the end of the day, I know this is the way God runs the world. You haven't taught me anything. Kedatchem yadati gamani. Just like you know, I know. I'm no less than you. You've been mocking me in your rebuke. You think you're going to explain to me how God runs the world? Eov says, I know just like you. Ulam. But, and this is where we will pick up with Eov's claim. Eov says, I'm not like you. You guys are liars. You're covering up the truth of how what's happening in this world. You like to make believe that this world is perfect and you understand everything that's going on here. No. I will tell you the way I see it. Everything we said until now I agree with. Yes, God runs the world. God has the capacity to change things within the world. But that doesn't answer my questions of God. And that's where we will pick up Bezat Hashem tomorrow.